In the animal kingdom, God has created it in such a way that it signals danger. When a dog lowers its head and snarls, you should probably not try to pick up the pretty fluffy puppy. Just shouldn't do it. When a cat's ears get laid back and you see its claws extended, don't try to pick it up either. Non-venomous snakes, if we look at those in creation, they generally have a spoon-shaped rounded head. And you can tell a venomous snake because it's going to have a triangular head. The venom glands in there kind of distend the head a little bit, make it more triangular in shape. Venomous snakes in the U.S. tend to have varying colors. Most snakes that are one solid color, at least in the U.S., are completely harmless. If the snake has a rattle on its tail, it may be a rattlesnake. But as I found, even in the state of Ohio, there's a lot of little snakes that have fake rattles. They just don't rattle when they shake them. And so those are non-poisonous. The only ones you have to worry about are the ones that make the noise. There's no 100% way around the world to determine whether or not a snake is venomous or not, however. Just like in the animal kingdom, God has given some telltale hallmarks of people that are religious snakes. Usually the guy with the biggest Bible that appears to be perpetually unread and unworn is a snake. The guy with the biggest gold cross standing out on his hairy chest is usually a religious snake. And while religious bumper stickers aren't necessarily bad and indicative of everything, the largest number of religious bumper stickers holding a rusty car together usually indicates a person that should be assiduously avoided. Ray Comfort actually tells the story about a man or a pastor who regularly counseled a gentleman within his church. And the guy would show up at all hours at the pastor's house, and the family let him in, and they'd go on and on for these nonstop counseling sessions. One night, the man shows up after dark. The boys of this pastor, they let him in. They went to get their dad. And when the pastor steps back into the room, into the family sitting room, to greet the gentleman had been hiding by the doorway, has a machete, and begins to hack away. The father